Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.
And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. You know, in yoga, we talk about having balance in our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. When we're younger, walking that straight and narrow doesn't present too much of a challenge, unless we're rushed or ill or we have little kids or, in my case, walking two dogs at the same time. But as we age, staying balanced in our bodies can be challenging. And here are some of the reasons why your balance might be a little wobbly. So the first reason is some inner ear disturbances. And I looked this up. I'm not a medical professional, but I looked this up. And the first one is benign paradoxal positional vertigo. That's BPPV. It's one of the most common disorders that causes dizziness in seniors and results in intense vertigo. My sister-in-law has had vertigo, and it's unbelievably debilitating. It's a sensation of spinning. BPPV can occur from simply moving your head, such as when you roll over and get out of bed or rise from sitting. It's an inner ear disturbance that is often brought on by mild to severe head trauma. BPPV may go away on its own within a few weeks, or it could take months, or in the case of my sister-in-law, it took years for her to get over this. Another inner ear disturbance is called laryngitis. This is an inner ear infection that's known to affect balance. It develops when the inner ear becomes infected and inflamed, disrupting the transmission of nerve signals from the ear to the brain. Laryngitis is associated with the flu and can be treated with medication. So that's why, you know, when you're under the weather and you have a fever and the flu, you feel a little wobbly. That's the reason. And the last one I'll tell you about right now is Meniere's disease. This is an inner ear disorder where fluid builds up in the ear chambers. It causes symptoms such as dizziness or vertigo, ringing in the ears, tinnitus, and sporadic hearing loss. It can also cause you to feel nauseous and sick. So those are three things, the inner ear disturbances, that can affect your balance. When we come back, I'll tell you about something else that can affect your balance. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. We are Lemonster's community radio station. If you have friends listening from out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. So I am speaking to you today about balance as we age and some of the things that can affect your balance. And one of the things I mentioned previously was inner ear disturbances. And now there's something else that can affect your balance, and it's medication. Now, unfortunately, it seems the older we get, the more medication we have to take. And all medications have side effects. Many, including blood pressure medication, antidepressants, anti-anxiety, and some cancer drugs, can have side effects that affect your balance. You should discuss any possible drug interactions and or side effects with your healthcare provider. And also, the pharmacist is a really good source of information. I know if you ever get a prescription that gives you that big long laundry list that you have to read through, but you really should read through it, because there might be something else you're taking that might interfere with that and lead to a loss of balance. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. We are Lemonster's community radio station. If you have friends out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. Sorry about that little mix-up with the music there. It just went wonky on me. Anyway, we're talking about things that you can do, things that happen to you as you get older. And one of the things that happens is sometimes it affects your balance. We already talked about inner ear disturbances, and we also talked about medication. And now let's talk about some at-home exercises that can improve your balance. So with so many of these diseases and conditions that can affect your balance, it's never too early to start taking steps to improve your balance and prevent falls. Just as you exercise to strengthen your heart, you need to exercise to increase your balance. So exercise, being specific about your exercises. Many of these exercises can be done in minutes and while you're watching TV too. You don't even have to carve out time out of your day to do them, so that makes them perfect for you to just incorporate them throughout your day. So remember, before you do any kind of exercises, you need to listen to your body. If you become dizzy, please stop and rest and don't overdo it. So here's the first one I'll talk to you about, and it's heel raises. So to do this one, you're going to be standing up nice and tall. And you can hold on to the back of a chair, you know, a sturdy chair, not a rocking chair, and or a wall. And all you need to do is to stand tall and rock to your toes and then rock back to your heels. Just do that for a couple. So rock to your toes and rock to your heels. And then start alternating, lifting your heels. So you're going to lift up one heel and then put it down and the other heel and put it down. And you want to start with about 6 repetitions and work your way up to about 20 repetitions, which is real easy to do. I'm doing it here, just sitting down, talking to you. The next thing you want to do is some knee raises. Again, you can support yourself by holding on to a wall, holding on to a table, holding on to the back of a chair, a sturdy chair, or, you know, just standing up nice and tall. And what you need to do is, as you stand up nice and tall, you're just going to lift one knee and bring it down, and then the other knee and bring it down. And that's all you need to do. And you're gradually going to increase the time that you do these knee lifts. So say you decide, oh, I'm going to do this in the kitchen while I'm waiting for my coffee to heat up in the microwave, because, you know, we all do that, right? And you set the microwave for, I don't know, 40 seconds, you can be doing this as you're waiting for your coffee to reheat. All right, the next one I'm going to tell you about when we come back from this next song. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to WLPZ 95.1 FM. I hope that you liked the Black Keys, one of my favorite groups. So, you know, it's just two guys doing that, Patrick Carney and Dan Auerbach. So anyway, we're talking about balance, speaking about balance. So I already told you about heel raises and knee raises. All right, I saved this one now because all you Lemister people out there, the next one is the flamingo. And again, you can do this by holding on to a wall or a chair or something or your counter. And you know what to do because you live in Lemister. You need to stand on one leg, make it nice and strong, and then you're going to lift up. Let's say you're standing on your left leg. Lift up your right knee, and then you're going to cross that ankle over. Now start at your shin, see how you do there, and then you can kind of inch it up and see if you can go maybe a little bit higher right underneath the knee, and then see if you can put it on top of the thigh. And there you go, that is the flamingo. And then you're going to lift that ankle up off the thigh, and then you're going to bring the knee forward and bring the heel towards the back. So two flamingo poses for you. And then, of course, you're going to do it on the other leg so you don't get lopsided. There you go. That's the flamingo. When we come back, I'll tell you about two more. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM, streaming live on WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. So we have been talking about improving your balance as you age. And before break, I told you about heel raises, knee raises, and the flamingo for as at-home exercises. And there are two more. One is associated with yoga. When you think yoga, you always think of this pose, and it is tree pose. Now, tree pose is a balancing pose. There are many different ways of doing it. Again, you can use something to support you as you're learning how to do this pose. You can use the back of a chair, you can use the wall, you can use a kitchen counter. But this is really another one of these poses that you could be doing, again, as you're waiting for something to heat up in your microwave. You can be doing, I do it when I'm washing my dishes at the sink, just because that's what I do. Lots of different ways that you can incorporate this pose into your day. Also brushing your teeth, another time that you can do that. And then the last one I'm going to talk to you about is eagle pose. So eagle pose is a great one to help with balance. It also opens and strengthens your back and your chest. If you don't know how to do tree pose or eagle pose, please go out and see your local yoga instructor, and I'm sure they will show you what to do. And so that's it for at-home exercises to improve your balance. I need to play another Black Keys song because I just love the Black Keys. You are listening to WLPZ 95.1 FM. We are streaming live on WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, where it's time for me to say goodbye for another week. I hope you have a wonderful week. Love and peace to you. And stay tuned next week when my special guest will be Allison Bledsell. She is a local acupuncturist, herbalist, Reiki master, and she's going to share all that she knows. Have a great week.
Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. Giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.